all over, surely. And Donegal, who reaps their rewards here in O'Donnell Park this afternoon, they come away with a victory. 8 points up, but ended in the end. Donegal 2-11, Westmeath 1-6. And this game between both these sides last year ended in a draw. So you can see that Donegal have really put a big, massive effort in, a massive shift out in the field there this afternoon. 60 minutes of a good play. Maybe a first half that they could improve on, but certainly did come out in the second half. Took their scores well. We've seen a number of changes from James Daly. Far too many to mention, but great. As he's using this as a platform, you know, to get players out there, to get players on the field. But a very, very good victory in the end from Donegal. As you know, Roisin Rogers left the field at half-time. You probably would have thought at that stage he was a big player to replace, but Donegal really stepped up to the mark. We hope Roisin Rogers is okay. I think she went in with a neck injury. So hopefully she'll get sorted and get back out for this Donegal team as well, because she's a huge, huge player. But Donegal went in. Started off the game really well, went up a couple of points before Westmeath come back into it through Katie Kilmurray. Mia Bennett, Katie Dowd added scores from Donegal after that before Anna Jones, just on the last 2 minutes of the first half, got that penalty and slotted it into the back of the net. That thing left things all even, and what we thought they were going to go in at halftime all even, but Gus Chapman hadn't pulled up the game when Roisin Rogers went down. There was a further 3 minutes after that to be played, and of course Suzanne White got that free for Donegal to let Donegal go in at the break 1 point up. When they come out in the second half, it was all Donegal for the first while. Suzanne White getting a lovely score and then getting the first Donegal's first goal of the game then after 10 minutes of play, leaving it Donegal 1-7 to Westmeath 1-3. But it was Lucy McCartan after that, and Papa Ruan, who added two scores for Westmeath before Donegal blazed the trail through Ava Galler, Ethan McDermott, Catch Gillespie. Those substitutes coming on for Donegal, scoring a number of points after that, and Catch Gillespie with a fantastic goal to seal the one for Donegal in the end, leaving it Donegal 2-11, Westmeath 1-6. That's the way it ends here, Kieran. A good victory for the Donegal ladies and the first round of the National Ladies, Little National Ladies League Division 2. Donegal will be looking to get into a final probably, and maybe see themselves back in top tier football next year, but certainly off to a good start here, Kieran, in O'Donnell Park.